Hey guys.
Welcome
to the Too Much Funcast.
All right.
Yeah.
He did it.
He learned it over when he was gone.
He figured out how to say Too Much Funcast.
I did. I listened to a lot. And I've realized that every time I did mess it up, it was hilarious. But,
yeah,
you know, sometimes I was stretching.
All right. You learned a lot in the last week.
I did.
Growing up.
Uh-huh. I learned how to make a boat out of nothing but twine.
They teach you that in KC.
KC, Music City.
Well, before we get too much further, we are the Fine Gentlemen's Club. I am Chris Charpentier.
I'm Bobby Crane.
Sam Talent.
And I'm Nathan Lund.
And we have a wonderful guest with us today. Stand-up comedian extraordinaire, Denverite.
Bon vivant.
Bon vivant.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means man about town.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any other descripting words?
It means peanut butter and jelly sandwich. He's not.
Yeah, Bon vivant. Yeah.
he's messing with you.
He's a big man.
Big man.
Stackhouse.
Yeah. Yeah. We call him the Stackhouse. Not to his face.
No, he's actually turned around right now.
It's Elliot Woolsey, everybody.
Hey, hey guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thanks for being here.
Good to be here with my chunky buddies.
It's a cozy
one. Sam Talent.
That's how you open.
Oh, hey. Guess what? You're off the show. Yeah. And start her back up. We'll do a character for a guest this week.
No, yeah, glad to have you. Yeah, you're not chunky though. You're just a big guy.
Oh, we're chunky buddies. Come on, let's get real, guys.
You're chunky over there.
Just because we stretch it out, it's not true. You guys are in denial. You guys don't know you're chunky buddies.
No, I'm saying you're not.
Oh, give me a break, man.
Yeah, stop trying to be in our group.
Yeah.
We rule.
Well,
come on, guys.
Know.
We rule.
These are the right vertical stripes covering up the chip.
He's got a lot on him.
Yeah, so thank you.
There's plenty of you.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
That's coming from Sharpie, everyone.
A lot of large Sharpie, men, and then...
Sharpie said that to a fat rabbit that we saw earlier.
Yeah, he rode home from work.
Well, for a rabbit.
And Sam ate it.
Yeah, well.
There was a lot of that rabbit for a rabbit.
That rabbit had about 30 pounds on you.
Yeah. It's a big rabbit.
Yeah.
That's why I got to ride home from
it. Made you that Ford out of its flesh.
I can't believe it was so easy to ride. Like, it almost took no effort. It was pretty simple and like easy direction. I had to just lean a little bit to the left.
Saddle? Or did you grab on your ears?
Just like riding a hamster.
I was just
other
crotched
rodents?
Around its neck, and that was all. I didn't have to hold on.
Well, did he talk or anything like that?
No, dude, it was a rabbit. Don't be stupid.
It was a rabbit, Bobby.
Oh, okay.
But that's because you've ridden like rabbits and squirrels. And other rodents, so...
I've never rode anything except for the beast with two backs.
Nothing with this ease, though. I mean, it was so easy. I've ridden a lot of rodents, of course. Who hasn't? But
me?
This one...
You connect with the bunnies.
Rabbits are like small kangaroos, right?
Yeah.
Powerful.
Are they a marsupial, or are they a...
They're actually... They're a
flightless bird?
No, they're the toad thing.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
But...
The only toad with fur.
But like kangaroos, they walk on their hind legs.
But like poisonous toads, rabbit milk is poisonous.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lick a rabbit.
You can lick them.
Oh.
No, don't milk them.
Okay.
Don't lick their eyeballs, though. I mean, you can.
They're like frogs. You lick their back, and you can kind of trip a little.
That's what I was saying.
But
well,
don't drink the milk.
Oh, okay. Cool.
No, the milk kills you.
Oh, okay.
Milk's concentrated death.
Now, Woolsey, let's do a little background check on you. You are, you're 6'10".
Yep.
You are 9,000 pounds.
Yep.
There is an orbit of smaller comedians surrounded. Brad Galley is circling you.
Yeah.
Right now, Pete Cohen lives in your shoe.
Yeah.
He pays very little rent, as is known for him. I don't know.
He can strike a good bargain.
Uh-huh, he can.
Devin Davis is in there somewhere.
Ooh, no one knows where. That's the scariest part.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
No,
he's got a very slow orbit.
Yeah.
He's been on the backside for a long time.
He was like Pluto. He used to be a planet. He got knocked down to just an orbiting star.
He's just a little moon.
Mm-hmm. Little Keith Moon. He drove a go-kart into a pool. Now, guys, what happened while I was gone? I heard a lot of stuff happened.
good background check on it.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no. I actually don't know what you guys are doing. That's the most interesting part. After the height, there's really nothing.
Well, I think the 9,000 pounds is a lot more interesting yeah. than the 6'10". 9,000 pounds.
That's down 600 to but put that in perspective. Yeah. So it's really a success story.
There's a lot more that we can get into than that as far as the background check goes. I'd like to know how many people you've killed.
None on purpose.
Regular Vinny Montez over here.
There was a night at the Jet Hotel where a girl asked me to dance. I killed a few people just with my elbows by accident.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Got them right on the temple.
Happens.
Yep. Getting off light rail. I think I killed somebody. I get a lot of forward momentum. Yeah. I'm kind of top heavy.
He can't stop to look back or no. fall over.
Yeah,
you
said exactly.
You have a momentum.
Yeah. When I walk, it's just like.
It's like a light rail getting off the light rail, and you can't. Uh-huh. You gotta just keep moving.
Just gotta keep going.
He did stop. It just took a block and a half to stop.
Yeah.
He rides the car to himself.
Exactly.
Who knows?
When people want to kill people, they just throw them in front of me because they know I can't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a boulder.
So, so answer the question. How many people have you killed?
Sounds like several.
Killed anybody.
Manslaughter.
None?
How many?
I haven't killed anybody.
Yeah. Well, I can't go back and check, so, but it's probably low dozens on accident.
Low dozens. On accident. Yeah.
Like 48, 36, yeah. 27.
Those are those all dozens? Yeah. Did you just count by 12s?
It's almost dozens. Yeah. 3.5 baker's dozens.
Is anybody checking this? Yeah.
Now, you've been doing comedy for 12 years?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. You've been in it, what, 5 years?
4.5, yeah.
4.5.
It'll be 5 in August.
Let's call it 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Always Captain, call it 5, Elliot.
Captain Roundup up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's by that logic, I've been doing comedy. Well, you can round up from 7 to 10, 10 to 20. So I've been doing it for like 20 years.
Yeah, that's a lot of rounding.
It shows.
Yeah.
Someone started 5 years ago. You guys are all a lot longer than 5 years, but you're 5 years,
five
Bobby.
Years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby's 5. What are you, 6?
Yeah, 16 a bit. 16
years.
Six
round
six
up, in a, 7.
Six in a few years.
Yeah. Round up, 14.
I've been doing it for 30 years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And 20. Wow.
And you didn't even have to round up.
And you
you've
were
literally been doing
world.
It.
Yeah, 30.
You're what, 37?
So I'm almost 31, so I've been doing it 30 years.
You were like, what's the deal with breast milk?
Yeah, no, I got booked. I got booked at
a couple
of hospitals.
Yeah.
A couple of hospitals. I did the hospital circuit for a little bit when I was real young.
Cut the cord to her.
Take my temperature, please.
Yeah. Not rectally.
I didn't say that. I left it open to interpretation. I just wanted to make sure I didn't have a fever. I was a young child in a hospital.
Yeah.
Got to look out for infection. It wasn't a very good hospital because it had been a while since I had had my temp taken.
Not a lot of people know that you worked with a twin back then. Until you ate him.
We had
you
a twin
first person to eat a twin outside of the womb.
Your twin did some dark incubator jokes. Yeah. I remember that. Way darker than you.
He resorted him.
Yeah.
At
he was pissed.
In Kissimmee St. Cloud.
Yeah, well, I felt like he was going to do better inside of me than out, you know? I wanted to take him on the road, but
it's
he just
a scary
was,
world out here.
He didn't. He wasn't good on stage.
And
so,
writer.
Right, so yeah. I put him back in, and he helped out. You know, he's
so
still a part of the...
Yeah.
He still sent... Well, telepathically, he would, like, write. You know, he'd help me write. And so...
Glimpse into madness.
All right, well, yeah, after Sharpie wrote his rabbit here,
I
made everybody freaked out, huh?
Yeah, no, I loved it. It's a moment of silence for your twin, Nathan. Wait.
Yeah.
Gary?
Gerald. I'm the evil one,
Gerald. Gerald and Nathan.
I took his name.
Yeah, you sound like you should go to like a hero stand. Gerald and Nathan.
Call
me. Cut away.
Free euros.
Oh, man. Free euros? God, here's the deal. I need too many.
What's too many?
Enough said.
I don't...
What's too many euros? 3.
Oh, no way.
What? In a sitting?
Dude, 1.
Whoa, no.
There's no way you could eat...
Slather it up with Ziki, baby.
Zizi. There's no way you could eat...
And Sriracha.
There's no way you could eat 2 and be comfortable.
That's you.
I'm saying be very comfortable.
I wouldn't be comfortable with myself and my choices.
Right.
But I'd be like,
our bodies could take it.
It could fit in there, There's space. It's not a happy space, but it's
It's an angry space.
Yeah.
Shut it up with Euro me.
Feed the demon.
What's the largest meal you've ever eaten, Elliot?
Oh,
like if there's one that stands out where it's like, oh my god, I just...
Yeah. the most I ever ate was it was on a dare. I was working on a boat, and we would have a buffet every morning for the guests. And so we'd all chow down on like the French toast and eggs and all the stuff that's in the buffet. Because we were on a ship, we separated trash from organic stuff. So we would throw like all the food in like a little box. And we had this big thing of blueberry sauce that people would put over crepes. And they had dumped it in. And so all that was in the food box was like lettuce, a few muffins, and like this quart of blueberries and like thick sugary blueberry sauce. And they got money together and dared me to eat all the blueberry sauce.
Oh, God.
And so I sat there with a spoon and ate like a quart of blueberry sauce off of muffins and lettuce.
Yeah, the lettuce.
And that is definitely the biggest meal I've ever had. And I had to keep it down.
Did you?
Yeah, so I had like a huge sugar rush when I had to like clean all the cabins and stuff because I was a steward. And then right about lunchtime, crashed harder than ever.
Mm.
Worse than the heroin. Yeah, it was bad.
Tie me up, tie me down.
Yeah.
Just blueberries. How much money did you make?
It was a lot. It was like $120. Like, it was a lot of fucking blueberries.
And eventually you felt fine, right?
Yeah, and then I was fine. Yeah.
It was mostly the crash.
Do you attribute that to your growth spurt? Because you
yeah.
You worked on a tiny boat, miniature boat.
Yeah, yeah. It was fucking hilarious, man.
It was inside of a glass jar.
No.
Glass bottle.
It was a small boat, too.
Okay.
So, in the dining room, I had a buzz cut, and my head was literally inches from, like, the ceiling. Yeah. hit my head multiple... Yeah, it was ridiculous.
They didn't make sure...
But I got to see Alaska.
Oh, yeah.
So that was cool. Yeah.
Third biggest state in the union.
Baked Alaska? How was that?
Didn't have baked Alaska. Had halibut. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me about
fresh
it.
Fresh cut halibut.
Halibut, how about it?
Yeah. We caught this halibut once on the boat.
Hail to the halibut.
And do you guys know how big halibut are? Like,
yeah,
they're ridiculous.
They're
huge. We caught one on the boat, and we were going to make fish sticks out of it. And so they knocked it out, whatever,
yeah.
Put it in the refrigerator, uh-huh. And we're all in the dining room, which is right next to the kitchen, and we were playing cards, and all of a sudden, like, there's this big crashing in the kitchen.
World War II.
In the galley. Yep, during World War II. Yep, that'll make it more interesting. Yep, yep. And we hadn't killed the halibut. It was alive. Crashing and ruining everything.
Bonk it on the head.
Yeah, they just bonked it on the head.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it woke up and was pissed. And fucked some shit up.
How do you stab it?
It got out
I think that's what they did the second time.
It got out of the fridge or something.
They got wise.
All right. Yeah. Come out with your fins up.
That's right.
Did you know that you can freeze a catfish?
Yeah.
And then it'll come back to life.
They're used to
it. What?
It's frozen in the water.
Yeah.
What?
Mississippi gets ice cold in the depths where they live because they're bottom suckers.
Mm-hmm.
They feed off the bottom of the river.
So they'll like freeze sometimes in nature, so they're used to it.
Mum just did his patented catfish in front of
the bottom feeder.
Yeah, so you guys couldn't see it.
And then they did the whiskers, yeah.
Yeah, the whiskers on the front. Yeah.
Thinks you guys weren't in the room.
That's what they sound like on the bottom.
Yep. That's what they sound like, because he used to live on the bottom, right beside you.
The depths.
Oh, the depths of smell.
The depths of oil.
Yeah, no, so that's cool. I've never been on a halibut boat.
Yeah, no, it was a halibut boat that night.
It was a halibut note.
Edit that right out, right? Yeah, you can do that, right, Ben? Okay.
Nope.
Hella butt out, Nathan. All right. Now, have you guys ever worked on a boat?
No.
Okay.
Scared.
Next
boats.
Question.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
But I'm not afraid of
my
boats.
My dad told me that
cowardice.
He remembered his dad used to catch a fish and then whop him on the face with his finger to kill him, and I was like, that's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, like the real...
Yeah, like a...
He's packing a can of chew. Yeah.
Maybe it was the can of chew that killed it.
He kept putting holes in skull bottoms.
I would never kill the fish. I never got used to the packing tobacco, I would never be able to kill a fish. I would just bother it a bunch.
Right, kill
it. It just gets in your jeans.
Motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, stab it.
You know when you shot your girl's butt cheek with your fingers in the arms? And you're like, ouch.
I can't what about it?
That's what that's like, too.
Like a fish.
All right, when you test in a watermelon, that's like when you test in a watermelon. See how ripe it is? You slap it with your fingers.
Listen to the what, are you supposed to hear? Yeah.
You're supposed to hear the ocean.
I have never bought a good watermelon. So none have ever sounded like the ocean.
Along the lines of that question you asked Elliot, after 2 days in football, we used to have watermelon races on the last day of 2 days. So, like, you know, we were, like, pretty much just slave workers for, like, 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And they're like, here you go. Oh, I didn't mean it, but the watermelon
slave workers
thing.
And watermelon.
Yeah, that's terrible. I didn't mean that.
No, you
I just
didn't. Keep
I
going.
Didn't. Anyway. So
forgiven.
So, anyway, they gave us watermelon.
It was high school football, right?
Yeah. High school football.
Really slave working.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this was in the CFL, actually, when I played up north for the Alberta Albatross. No, so it was during high school. And we were having a good time running the watermelons. Hey, who's in charge? Watermelon time. And then I fucking ate 4 watermelons and puked all over my new cleats. My grandpa had to clean out the van because I ran home with my grandpa. I puked right in the back of the van.
All watermelon?
All watermelon.
That's not the worst thing you could throw up.
4 watermelons.
Wow. 4?
It was bad.
Watermelon.
Like, it was bad.
Watermelon. After like working out for like, you know, 4 hours, I was super hungry, super thirsty.
Right.
Watermelon, best of both worlds, right
to
there.
To the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gobble, hey, gabba, gabba.
4 of
them.
Oh. Puked.
Drink a gallon of Tampico once.
Tampico?
Yeah.
What's jail juice?
Tampico.
Yeah, it made me puke, too.
It's thick. It's kind
I
of
lost
weird.
The contest.
Tell us how about it.
Well, there was a, like, they had done, like, an eggnog challenge because my sister's boyfriend at the time thought that he was Johnny Knoxville and wanted to do stupid prank shit.
How old were you?
I was 16.
Oh, Jesus.
And drank it, puked a whole bunch, and then went out to, like, sleep in my truck because I got, like, sick.
Yeah.
And this guy from the party came up. He's like, dude, you better get out of your truck. You're going to get a DUI. I was like, I didn't drink anything. He's like, yeah, right, youngster. And then I, like, freaked out and, like, put my keys in the gas tank and passed out my truck and then puked some more. And, yeah, that was that. Pretty cool stuff, guys.
You couldn't drive because you drank too much Tampico.
Yeah.
What's Tampico?
It's like a Mexican sugar water.
It's like it's something like.
It's yeah, but way sweeter.
Yeah. Well, there's
thicker.
Different flavors, yeah. But there's the kind. Yeah, there's one that's like Sunny Delight, and then there's other flavors that are more like.
They have
cheap,
weird flavors like
sweet Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. Like they have crazy flavors like coconut and banana and stuff like that.
No. That's like just you making assumptions about a race and culture. you're thinking about what is the one I like so much, Ben?
Papaya?
No, the thing. It comes in a can.
In a can?
Yeah, it's delicious. It's nectar.
Yumex?
Jumex.
Jumex.
I love Jumex.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I said that stuff.
No, that has pulp in it. That's about 10% pulp, and the rest is just, you know, camel
teeth. You freeze that up.
Everything else, this Tampico is just water and sugar. Gross. Yeah,
that's gross.
Worse than Sunny Delight.
Jail juice.
Yeah. Sounds like something you feed hummingbirds, like hummingbird nectar.
You could, if they didn't die, their hearts explode.
And I can't take it.
All right, I got it. We didn't tell Elliot about this, but we were actually supposed to have a pediatrician as a guest this week, and we had a lot of questions for him. We were hoping you could fill in. We were kind of like, yeah, he got you at the last minute because he canceled, you know. We were hoping you could maybe answer some questions we have about
We usually don't have comics on here.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a pediatrician?
Yeah.
No, not as one, just, you know, from your, because you have years and years of handling babies.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You have giant hands, and they sleep in your
They
balls.
Try to get me to stop, but I don't. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Keep handling
Wait,
those babies.
They're drawn to you. Gravity. Literal gravity.
Yeah. They're small. They orbit.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ben, you want to hand us that stack of letters?
Yeah, one sec.
Wait for Ben to hand us that stack of letters.
let me grab my letter opener real fast.
Okay.
First of all, I have to have a name. right? If I'm going to be a pediatrician. Or a
no, Dr. Elliot.
Dr. Elliot.
They call you Dr. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds creepy.
You
want
to be Dr. Field?
Yeah,
Dr.
Elliot. No, this is children.
Dr. One was conceived of that song. Dr. Feelgood?
Dr. Feelgood? That's possible.
Your dad was like, yeah! In the back of that NASCAR truck. He
that NASCAR truck. Yeah. You know, like the NASCAR trucks that everybody drives.
All right.
Oh, here's Ben with the letters. All right, here we go. Thanks, Ben.
Stack of letters.
All right.
Okay, so, Bobby, you want to open them up?
Yeah, thank you.
Jesus.
Ooh. Calligraphy.
That? Oh, that's
she's
fancy.
Oh,
that smells like the paper is scented.
Yeah. Oh, wow. A lovely lady. She's got some questions.
There's pressed flowers on the back. Oh,
Jesus.
This is from Mrs.
I have some of this.
Didn't wait for an answer on that.
This is from Mrs. Sally Fields.
Not the Sally Fields.
She says,
Doctor.
Yes. Doctor, what did we decide? We'll
Dr. Elliot.
Dr. Elliot.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Oh,
baby.
Jesus.
Dr. Baby. We say?
Baby Feeler.
Yeah, Dr. Baby Feels. Okay.
How did Brad Galley do with this character shit, goddammit? What is going on here?
He did all right. She all says, right. I'm an expecting mother. Mm. I want to know, what is my baby going to want to pacify on the most?
breasts? Preferably.
Oh, that's
of
what
the,
I, that was my answer.
Of
no!
The, yeah.
Some things never change.
Yeah.
Preferably of the woman variety.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a twist.
No, that's true, too.
Yep, that's awesome. Yeah.
In a pinch, a feminine nip will do.
Oh, man, fem nips are so cool.
Now with less hair.
If you're in a bind, pinkies work great.
Ooh.
I've nursed.
I know that game.
Many a wood animal's back with my pinky. Deer, a couple raccoons.
What do you put on your pinky?
Everything
you put on everything. Peanut butter. Yeah.
I didn't realize that you were an expert on all. Like,
yeah, no.
Not even human babies.
That's actually, I'm a veterinarian. I just got kicked out. I got my license taken away.
Oh.
So now I got to work with babies because I'm unqualified to work with raccoons.
That's how it goes, yeah.
And possums.
It's raccoons, possums, all tree rodents.
They're tough.
Babies.
Yeah, yeah.
And then them adults that are over 55.
Yeah.
Who really fucking cares? And then mules. Mules are number 4 on the hierarchy of Maslow's needs. And then you're the expert. That's about it, I think.
Yeah.
Then people.
And then people. And that's what I'm on now.
And then whales, of course. Number
right.
one.
Yeah.
Let's not be stupid.
That's why Lund can't get health care.
As soon as I get my scuba license.
That whole sea lion thing.
Yeah.
Is he or isn't he?
Well, yeah, I used to be able to sneak a couple bits of medicine from the zookeepers in San Francisco. They caught me out.
Yeah.
Brought a human woman down there, and then I stuck out like a sore thumb because I wasn't banging another sea lion.
Dang it.
Can't get that out of my head.
How'd you go?
That's right along the lines of... So, Elliot, should we read another question?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right.
Killing
this one...
It. We're doing it.
Rip. Grab and pull. this one, unfold. this one says, Dear Elliot. I filled it in because it was blank. It just said dear. And it was spelled wrong. It says, Dear Elliot, my son can't get enough thumbs. Nails. He can't get enough, sorry. Can't get enough thumbnails. He keeps eating his fingernails.
Yep.
Can you keep him from doing that somehow? What's the tips, Doc? DS.
I don't know how to stop nail biting.
DS. Postscript. Hit me with the knowledge dart.
Oh, Jesus.
Threefold.
The sad thing about my improv skills is I'm actually trying to think of, like, practical advice. Like, I actually want to help this kid. It's like
yeah,
my first
help
instinct.
Me. I'm the one that
like,
wrote.
I don't know, put some nail polish on there. I hear that tastes bad.
Oh,
like, that's terrible. Yeah.
Nail polish remover.
Nail polish remover.
That's what you're thinking of, yeah.
Or
you
nail polish,
boy,
you know.
Though.
No.
No, that's great.
Because you're doing
shame.
Two things at once. No.
Yeah, your gender is in question. Yeah, that's not going to be
something. Only if you're a bad parent.
Unless they really like it and they just want to keep it on there.
Yeah.
And chew off the pink.
You know what my parents
possible.
Used to do? I would dip my fingers in gasoline. Oh, stuff that smells good, but it doesn't taste as good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We used to have goats.
Yeah.
And every time they caught me biting, they said, all right, come in here, Leroy. It fed my finger. It fed one of my fingers to the goat.
Oh, man.
It was terrible.
Right. If you were a doctor, how would you answer that question?
What,
like, if you were Dr. Sam?
Get a goat?
Yeah. Well,
get a goat?
No.
I'm still... Leroy's still alive, y'all.
Yeah, he's still alive. Is he here? No! Is he at the door?
I don't know where that came from.
Leroy!
I don't hear anything.
Give him a Nate! Give him a Nate! Get on Leroy!
Leroy, where did he come? How did he find his way here?
Oh, no. He can smell the gas on my fingers.
Yeah. He was fresh bits fingies.
That is the weirdest looking goat I have ever seen. Ah! Is that even a goat? That's got weird parts.
That's his bell ringing.
He's got. What is that on his back?
It's a tattoo!
Of what?
It's a Nordic cross.
Why did he...
He's in the Aryan Brotherhood. Didn't want to tell you guys.
Why do you hang out with Leroy?
My parents owned him.
He sucks.
He's working off a debt. So that he can repay in fingers.
Man, I don't like... I'm not a fan of Leroy. Can we get
I'll
Leroy?
Get him, I'll get him out. Get out of here, Leroy.
Go get him out of here. Lock the door.
Hey, get out. Open and close. Locked. So, okay. We have another question coming in from Lund.
I got one from our friends Ian Douglas Terry and Andrew Orbital. They had an argument over... child type stuff, child rearing.
Yeah.
Well, not really. It's animal stuff.
Perfect.
It's for
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. It's gorilla.
Nope. I don't do animals over 150 pounds.
No. Listen.
All right.
You're asking, when you say gorilla, are you asking for you?
No. No, an actual gorilla. Right. Gorilla versus tiger versus grizzly bear.
He doesn't do animals over 150.
Who wins?
Yeah. How about this? Wait.
Who
hang
wins?
On. Was it grizzly
That's actually
bears?
A good question.
Grizzly bears, tigers?
Grizzly bears, tigers.
Or a gorilla.
Or let's make all those animals babies and then throw a human baby in there.
Oh.
See who wins that fight. Elliot?
Oh, shit. I gotta go with gorilla off the bat because I think they're the biggest right off the bat.
Wrong.
Because tiger babies come out way small.
And grizzly cubs are protected by their mother.
Yeah.
All right, so you're taking what?
I'm taking gorilla.
Okay. Well, they all the moms.
Nobody went with human.
We've gone through that.
Yeah, I don't know. We've gone through
that. All the moms take care of those babies, so that's not a factor. You're talking about just
human babies.
Most
last.
Ready to kill.
Yeah. Dude, well, you're just throwing in there to
out of the womb.
Give them nourishment.
I would have fucked up a bear cub.
No way.
I could have choked a lion to death.
No, they have to. They come out having to eat like raw fish and shit.
I do.
Human babies can't do anything for at least 2 years. Worthless.
A 3-year-old toddler against a just fresh born.
Oh, I would have stomped that thing.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I would have picked up a goddamn chair.
I could pick that thing up and swing a tiger baby
around. I would have taken a 100-pound dumbbell and smashed its fucking skull in.
No way.
I said, this one's for Zion and people.
No way.
No, you would try to cuddle with it.
No
it
way. I
would have
cuddled it and then fucked it to death.
Cuddle fuck.
Back door slam from big old Sam.
Oh, man. You would have done all that at three.
I would have killed
you
something.
You did all that at three.
And fucked another thing to death.
Come on.
What? I had boners in the womb. That's why they had to give me a nose to cesarean for a reason. So you can't come out with its full mast. Baby boner. That's why isn't that a band name?
Baby boner?
Yeah.
I can think of a couple reasons.
Can you?
Yeah, two.
What?
Baby boner. Right next to one another? No.
But boner babies.
Boner babies sounds better.
Does it?
I think so.
Boning babies.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds terrible.
Oh, man. Oh, the other one time was really serious. I forgot.
Are you going to take off his stethoscope?
Take off his mask. Yeah. Well, we can keep doing that bit if we want to. It was killing.
Yeah, no. I don't like that bit. I've never done a character in my life.
Ever. You were you. We just figured you out.
You didn't have to be. Yeah, you could have just been you that whole time. We called you Dr. Elliot and you went with it.
Well, I hope we solved some real problems for kids then. You know, I hope those were some real issues that someone had somewhere.
I just got an email.
If anybody has a problem with babies chewing on their thumbs, it's probably too much fun, listeners.
She tried your tips and her son has found been floating his face down in the bathroom. Baby suicides.
Not another one. I think that makes my death count in the high dozens. I think that officially tips it from low dozens to high dozens. I was on the borderline. Damn it. Oh, man. Damn it.
And babies count for two.
Yeah. And babies count for two.
In heaven.
Yeah. Then definitely high dozens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn it.
Now, here's something weird that's real, though. We were all friends when you started.
Yeah.
We weren't friends for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We almost got into a fight.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, you did.
When we first started? When I first started? No, I don't remember that.
What happened?
We almost got into it. Because I was real drunk and a dick. Yeah. Remember? And then you like yelled at me and I was like, all right. The next time I saw you, I was like, dude.
I honestly don't, but I have a notoriously bad memory.
You reminded me the last time because I had forgotten about it.
Yeah, all I remember is
at the Squire, like probably when I first moved here, it was like three or four years ago.
That vaguely rings a bell.
And it was just the one night.
Yeah.
But I was like rude at the Squire.
Huh.
Drunk and rude, and you were like,
hey, oh, it was the time you heckled me. Yeah, it was like my second time at the Squire. And what it was, you heckled me when I was on stage. That's right.
Yes.
And it was like my second time. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And yeah. And I didn't know you were a comic at all. I thought you were just a drunk guy at the Squire. So I think it went after you. Yeah. That's hilarious.
Right, yeah. That was a while ago.
Yeah, when I first started. Yeah.
What happened with you? You said you weren't friends with him?
Well, yeah, I don't know why. I just think you were funny right away, and I didn't like it.
I feel like I got a lot.
Everybody feels like that.
Well, we just heard like weird propaganda about you. You're like, right. You're a Mormon, and you weigh 9,000 pounds. And
right. A giant, and then yeah. It's funny because about two people a year come up to me after I've like gotten to spend some time with them, and like they say the funniest thing. They're like, you know what, you're all right, man.
Yeah.
And it's like and I'm like, wait a minute, why is that a realization? I don't know. I came out started doing well, but I think it was with like, you know, material that wasn't exactly respected or anything like that. Because I was naive when I started.
Like beating women. Like,
yeah. Did you say beating women?
Yeah.
And I agreed right away. I'm like, yeah. No, not at all. Wait a minute.
Improv isn't always yes.
Yeah.
So what you're agreeing to.
There's a lot of like white power stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were good. But Sharpie and you had some kind of armed conflict in the comedy works, right?
No, but
didn't you pull a knife on him?
It was a fork, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It
was
a fork.
Dinner time.
It was a fork.
Yeah, well, he pulled the fork on me, naturally.
Yeah.
He was coming right at me. It was terrifying. Well, I mean, he was coming right at me, face level, with the fork.
So I was crashing real low.
Well, he went right next to my head. There was a plate of food. I didn't realize I was right next to the table.
Yep.
And, so that was more scary.
Straight up misunderstanding.
It was
scary
for me for a second. I was like, "What the fuck did?" Oh, you're just. So that wasn't a big deal. But yeah, we had a thing one time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember. We were at the Impulse.
Those were the days.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Down below.
Yep. And in the green room, and right before the show, and you were like, "Hey, why don't you like me?" And I was like,
"No way."
Yeah. And I was like,
"That's such a douchey thing."
No, it was fine because I went. No reason. I have no reason not to like you.
Yeah.
You're totally fine. I don't know. Sorry.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I bring a lot of that on myself. I get fucking self-conscious.
No, I think it was because of what Sam said. I think you were just really funny right away, and nobody liked that.
That's like, why
what
I didn't
the fuck
like
is
you.
This guy?
Is it really that simple? Because when people tell me that, I feel like it's something they're telling me because they don't want to tell me that, like...
No, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It was the...
I was pretty much...
Women.
I also...
I probably came...
Oh,
I probably look... People told me I'm
tall, too.
People told me that I look like a dick, like, while doing well right off
when
the bat,
you got
too.
That shaved
you know
head,
what I'm saying? When I had that shaved head?
You look like a real pud.
Yeah.
No, spiked necklace? What was that all about?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Well, the shaved head is because I did a commercial where I had to shave my hair on the camera.
Oh, yeah, I remember. I hated you for that.
Did you really do a commercial?
Like your third
Okay,
well, that's why I hate you.
Yeah. I was doing acting way before I was
He was the commercial kid, and we all hated him.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things. There's
well,
reasons.
I hope it was really that simple, because if that's
really
the case, like,
simple.
Yeah, once you get into the community, like, everybody's been so fucking cool. Like,
yeah.
For the past at least year or so, you guys
have
been nothing but awesome.
We went on the road, and that was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
I got to go on the road with you. I got to go down to Colorado Springs with Sharpie.
I think we've been cool with you. I think you've just been thinking we weren't cool with you.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have that, but yeah, I have that pretty bad sometimes.
It's just like... Well, a lot of the comics are the opposite, where they think everybody's best friend.
I think everyone.
So it's good to play
me.
On the safe side. Well, Sam's one of them.
Yeah,
everybody does love you.
Yeah,
almost.
Well, it's funny too because a lot of people,
almost everybody.
A lot of people hang out all the time in the scene too, and sometimes like I would disappear for a while and like wouldn't come down all the time. So sometimes it feels like you're walking in on like an inside joke and stuff like that. Like everybody is like. You know, talking about stuff that happened last week or Sam doing whatever. What are you laughing at?
Ben loved it. Yeah. Ben loved the I'm the greatest thing and he's dying over here.
No, I love Sharpies.
Me hating it? Yeah, it's hilarious.
You nodded and gave me the thumbs up.
No,
I was totally
God damn it.
It was the opposite. Yeah. It was not you.
Yeah, well, Sharpie's the greatest all the time. No, but yeah, we like you.
Had no idea what you're talking about. I totally missed it. What the fuck just happened?
Oh, yeah, no, I missed it too.
A lot of Sharpies, just when you can't see him, he's on the podcast for listeners. Most of the time, he's just shaking his head at me.
Yeah.
Scowling. Yeah. Most of the things that I say, I listen to a scowl from our old friend Sharpie over there.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not going to deny that.
No.
We should also not deny the fact that we have something to get to that's really important. Hey, Nate, what's your deal?
What's your deal, Nate? My deal is I live in a place the power went out for a few hours earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But
groundhog hole?
It was... It's happened a couple times, and there's big flies that buzz around the place. I live in, you know, like a couple of rooms, like an apartment within a house.
Flies.
And there's flies, like big ones, like a big fat flies.
Yeah.
The kind that have gorged on a lot of food.
It's January.
I know, and it's cold as shit. We figure there's animals that are crawling around and getting electrocuted, and then like in the walls, and then the flies feast.
And the power goes out.
Well, that's where the power goes out when the animals get
a big
zapped.
Circle.
They get zapped.
Oh man,
Jesus!
Smells.
That's quite a thing.
So you hate the power going out or the flies?
It's just my deal. I had to deal with that. I had to flip the circuit breakers and then try to, like, I don't know, smell certain walls and see if they stink. Because these flies
You're
are
smelling walls in the dark.
Smelling walls in the dark.
Gotta figure it out.
Fighting off flies.
Yeah, those damn flies.
Your day is so much different than mine.
That was a lot of the day today.
That was a good deal. I'm glad we asked today. That was a I liked that deal.
Yeah, it makes you feel better about being
in No, not at all. It's just that's an it's entertaining deal. I've been in situations, I mean not like that, but where shit is like, this is so weird that I'm having to do a deal with this.
That was most of your dating.
Yeah, it was a lot of today. A little bit of yesterday, too. I want to get to the bottom of it because these flies are huge.
Smell on the wall.
They won't quit.
That makes sense, though. I mean, I hope
what's Creech doing in the meantime?
Smelling the other one. We're trying to get to the bottom of this bullshit.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, man.
Did you find anything out?
No, I can't
smell through the wall.
Yeah, most of the walls are pretty solid, so I'm not going to be able to get in there. I have to break into them. Break them open. Climb around.
You can't fit in there.
I'm going to make a big enough hole.
You guys don't know this, but Lund lives in like an old-timey like Polish tenement. Like where it's like a big like backyard area. Everything's brick and everyone's hanging out.
Yeah.
It's like babies hanging out of windows and stuff. It's a weird fucking... Everyone's in wife beaters. A
lot of goulash.
Yeah. It's weird, dude.
People beating their rugs.
Oh, hey, Euro meat!
Yeah, I get some of the best Euro meat around.
Mostly
my neighbor.
A lot of people selling rugs.
Mm-hmm.
Some people tell you they can fly, so you spend the extra money, and they never fly.
No, all the time.
You fall for that?
Yeah, dude. I had a glass eye. So, I believe most people. I've seen movies.
Should we do my segment that everyone loves?
Hmm.
I don't have time for that.
How the hell do you even remember that?
I suppose
you had time to remember that show.
How do you have time to remember all the great stuff you do? All that brain power?
I don't remember much.
Mm.
Which I think means I do too much great stuff. I don't do much.
Well, my
confidence is shaking.
We have a couple of minutes left in the show, so let's see what we have time for. Can you? No,
it was
terrible. It's 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes.
You don't have time for.
I don't have time for that.
No time, huh? I was gonna see if you had time to like list off all of your lovers that you've ever had.
I don't have time for that.
What about the number of games of kick the can you've played with?
I don't have time for that.
We still got a minute and a half. What about, like, could you list off all of your relatives that you've ever met?
My Aunt Janice. My Aunt Carol. My cousins Letitia and Misha. My mom's brother Danny. My grandpa Anto. He's Jamaican. His second wife, Donnell. His mother was an old woman I never met, but I saw a picture of her once. I think her name was Angel. Those are all the people I met.
Oh, I was going to say, just under the buzzer. He had time for that.
I don't have time for it.
He had time for it. That's pretty incredible.
Plugs, what's going on? Shark Beagle Lock coming up.
Let's wrap it up, huh?
Plugs? Well, I think we should start with Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot. Fantastic. Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Sorry to make you play I Don't Have Time for That for 2 minutes at the end of the show there.
No, I didn't think they'd actually want me to do it. It was the worst segment. Is this a state capital?
Yeah, look up... just I need
Bismarck,
more.
South Dakota. Is that a state capital?
Yeah, people like that one.
Yeah. Sound like really good segments.
All right.
I just need I need more likes on my Communion Facebook page, so just look up Elliot Woolsey and like my page, and I do all my shows on there.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have anything for the fine gentlemen's that we'd like to plug, other than the weekly Too Much Fun?
Which is great, featuring Sean Patton on January 30th.
Artopia, February 23rd.
Yeah.
We'll be at the Living Room.
And also...
spinning fat beats.
Go to Hot Congress Records.
Yeah.
And buy our album.
Pre-sale.
You can get our vinyl for $10 on
ten
that pre-sale.
Bucks.
Nice.
And if you don't want the vinyl, you're just like, hey, I want the MP3s. I just want to put this on my iPod or my iPad or my iDad.
iPad.
iPod.
Get back with my iMom. I miss her. If you want to get that, put it in your earbuds, put it in your head. I don't know. Get the MP3 for $5. You can get all
five
for $5.
pretty awesome.
It's going to be the best.
I believe if you buy the vinyl, you get the free MP3 download code for the full length.
You get the full length. Because the vinyl, as you guys know, you can only fit 100 hours of stuff on a vinyl album. And we,
couple of us went long.
Yeah, Lenny did an eon.
Did a lot of time, huh?
No, but I don't remember. It's like 15. It's 24 or 24, so you get the whole, like, 48 or something. I can't remember.
Yeah, no, it's 48.
48.
Yeah.
Anyway,
go to there. hotcongressrecords.tumblr.pod. What is it?
I think it's just hotcongressrecords.com.
Okay.
That sounds right.
Yep.
All right.
Fantastic. Thank you all so much for listening.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks, guys. Wow.
The stick cut off my arm. And the state tore my eyes with her nails. Hell, just put on the surf. A bad wind to trash the sails of far. You evil men, you should know somewhere in the night. There's a blue rope from plain day. And that's good to know. State exposed a heart and wounded me, gave me this bad knee, tore down my baby's favorite tree. But you should know somewhere in the night there's a blue broken drum playing there, and that's good to know. Experiences, so what? Ah, but maybe you.